Blog Talk Radio.
What in the... Oh, sorry about that, folks. Here we go again. Okay, this is Making a Difference America. I'm your host, Rob Rourke, and our call-in number is, for a guest to call in, is 563-999-3053. I want to apologize about missing a few episodes and putting them on the air. I've had some personal things to deal with. And plus that, plus my work schedule was like, oh my God. No, just all joking aside, I did have some personal issues I had to deal with. I thought that that would be a priority. And I hope you all forgive me. Today, we're going to kind of go rehash a few things, and we're going to talk about a few other things too. We're going to start off with your favorite person and me, mine, Larry Taylor. A few weeks ago, I saw this program called, let me get the letter up. On Channel 26, it was What's Your Point? It's a public service program on Fox 26. And in it, there was a question, as far as this debate program or discussion program, as to why the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has not been testing the seafood in Galveston Bay for fish toxins. And I wrote and published a letter in the guest column section of the Galveston Daily News subsequently after that. And basically, I think we all can agree. Those of us in Senate District 11, we should have a concern, because a good portion of the economy is based on seafood. And yeah, granted, there is some testing going on, but this is supposed to be paid for by the state. This is an issue of the economy, Larry. Helping the economy, not just going, it's a liberal or a Democratic thing. No, this is not that. This is an idea of why are we going to help the people in our district? You live in Friendswood or League City. None of my business has to wear, so I'm not going to worry about it. But the point is, you are the state representative. You are the state senator for this district, which backs up on Galveston Bay. Part of Galveston Bay, Galveston Bay and your district meet. But yet you are just going, okay, not saying a word. The question is, Larry, why hasn't the TECQ, I got it right, why hasn't the TECQ been testing for toxins in seafood? Just a simple yes or no, or as to why. Have they? Yes. Or no, they haven't. Why? Because, and don't give us a political answer, Larry. Give us a straightforward answer. There are people out there along Galveston Bay, stretching from Deer Park, Pasadena, all the way down to Galveston. They want to know why. They probably do want to know why you have not done anything about this. Or why it's even happening. That's a big question. Why is it not happening? Why is it not happening, Larry? That's what we need to ask. And those of you who are listening to the show, please ask that question. Think about it. 4 years and testing has not really been done by a state-recognized organization on environmental quality. I don't need this. I don't think any of us need this BS about it's the budget. We have a rainy day fund, but we don't dare touch it. Oh, come on. Give me a break. Give us a break, Larry. That number, again, where you can call in and voice your opinion is 563-999-3053. So let's get back to that. Larry, again, what is your answer? Why won't you talk about it? You know, I've done some research. I've done some research on Google, and I found, yeah, there are research into testing on toxins. Yeah. But this is a state-recognized organization on environmental quality. And yet, they haven't tested for toxins in 4 years. We're talking $300,000. That was the amount bandied about on this public service program on Channel 26. That's Fox 26 to you, Larry. That is, if you don't know it. The point is, why hasn't something been done? 4 years and all, I mean, 4 years ago, it stopped. 4 years ago, Larry, seafood has not been tested in Galveston Bay. And I think there are a lot of people in Galveston County, in parts of Harris County and Montgomery County, who probably would like to know, because a good portion of your district economy is based on seafood. Yeah. Oh, yeah, $300,000. You can get $300,000 out of your budget. What we don't need is a political answer, though, Larry. What we need is a straightforward answer. Why, you know, as I put it, this I'll read out my letter. And, yes, it was asked and quickly brushed aside as to why we can't tap into the rainy day fund and pay for testing of seafood in Galveston Bay. While that rainy day fund was used for emergency status, doesn't the fact that testing has not happened for 4 years possibly compromise in the economy of your district mean anything, Larry? What we really need is to see something mentioned, Larry, as to why, and not a political reason. Again, not a political reason. This is not an issue of Democrat versus Republican, liberal versus conservative. This is a matter of the people you represent in Austin. That's all it is. It's people you represent in Austin. I think I'm of the opinion that I would like to know, and I'm willing to bet there are more people out there that would like to know what happened in 4 years. Just a strange story. Actually, I've gone, you know, we need to do things to make changes. We need to make a new difference in America. This is an example of why we need to make a difference. Why we need to make a difference in saying, okay, let's do something that makes sense, Larry. You know, if you have an opinion, folks, just give me a holler. Give me a shout. And we'll talk. We want to talk about this. I'm willing to listen. I want to hear what you have to say. That number is 563-999-3053. So let's talk. Let's talk. I don't know about chatting, but I will do my best to answer your questions. So, as we're getting to the 10-minute mark, remember that number is 563-999-3053. So if you're listening, please call, voice an opinion, and see what, let's just see what you have to say. That's the idea. You know, I know the current administration and politics in Washington are of the opinion that the First Amendment, freedom of speech, doesn't matter. I'm sorry, I believe in it. I believe in the idea of the first freedom of speech, the First Amendment. So let's use it. Let's use it. Let's talk about ideas. So let's see what we can get done and maybe make a difference, America. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I just took a swallow of water. So, okay, let's go on to topic two. Politics as usual. Well, I've been getting emails, and I'm sorry, I usually agree with Jim Carville, but talking about all this trash. Yeah, okay, the guy in the Republican candidate in Montana won. Should he have won? If you listen to the mud that was flung, no, he shouldn't have. You listen to the reporter, which I think, honestly think, the way the interview was set, the audio was, and the witnesses out there, yeah, he warrants investigation. He warrants this. And this is who was elected. All I can say is I disagree with tactics of blaming Donald Trump. God, I'm actually surprised I'm actually saying it. I am a Democrat by nature, but I have spent time in Republican and Libertarian camps, and quite frankly, I still believe this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That's what the difference in Democrat and Republican are right now. Yeah, we believe in the people. Pardon me. Now, Bernie Sanders had an idea that, granted, he is a socialist, but this one idea that made sense. One of my heroes is Franklin Roosevelt. That man achieved a lot in a period of time in which he was in a lot of pain, went through a lot of suffering on his own because of polio. But he endured. We endured because of it. We took his image and agreed with it. We followed him. He was a true leader. But the point is, what I'm getting at is this. We never talked about his handicap. We never talked about a way of saying, you're a dirty piece of scum. That's not fair. That's not right anymore. That's not right, period. We need to talk about issues. We don't need a political answer. We don't need a mud being slung here and there. That's, if anything, worst case scenario, the last resort. We should be talking about issues. I've got issues on how to, on this country. I think we can do things to make change. And this is where, you know, I did not vote for Donald Trump. I disagree with Donald Trump for the most part. I will say it not because he's Republican or Democrat. There's just too much of a difference. But getting back to sorry for the sidetrack. But getting back to Bernie Sanders, he had one idea that I liked. Everybody pay the same percentage or get the same percentage deducted from their checks. Every time you get a check. I don't know. I get one every week. Some people get it twice a week. Some people get it once a month. That's just how that's how business goes. But for every check you get, the same percentage be taken out for Social Security. That makes sense. Everybody pays the same, that same percentage. That makes sense. And this is something that Franklin Roosevelt set in motion to help retirees, help them make ends meet. And it's gone belly up a couple of times. President Clinton actually saved it by balancing the budget. He worked with Congress. His successors didn't, or haven't. Do I agree with it, this trend? No, I don't agree with it. I think what we need to go back to is the idea of the issues, debate the issues. That's why I say on the show, I believe in freedom of speech. So let's use it. Quite frankly, let's use it. I mean, I agree with the president, President Trump, on a couple of things, but that doesn't give me a reason to vote for the man. And what I don't, I mean, I could agree with him on education. And frankly, education is not a Republican or Democratic issue. Education is an issue of states' rights. The federal government has overreached more than they should have on education. We should have a straightforward plan, as in standards by which teachers can teach. Give them, put more teachers in place. And as far as the federal government's concerned, funding, yeah, that's fine, based on the number of students with actual butts in seats. We need to work that way. We don't need to go and come up with this elaborate plan that we've been seeing since Jimmy Carter. Yeah, he is a Democrat. The point is, we need true leadership. We need leadership that says A plus B is truly going to equal C. Not come up with some cock and bull line of operation. You know, this is what, you know, I agree with the president on that, on education. And that's where Larry Taylor and I disagree. Senate Bill 3 is wrong for Texas, as in the fact that an outside organization, a nonprofit, will be operating the funding of the funds and work for a voucher system. We can come up with an equal balance of voucher, charter school, and public school. We go 34% public, 33%, or no, 50% public, 25% charter, 25% voucher. Make that all in a balance. Keep to that. We can work on it. It would make sense. Or if we have to make some adjusting, depending on the state, of course, which in Texas would be every 2 years, we need to make adjustments there. We could do it every 2 years. I'm not an economist, but you know, this is my idea, my thoughts. And as far as, let's talk about Obamacare. If I remember correctly, polls indicated that the American public didn't want the plan that was in place that became Obamacare. They didn't want it, but it was still passed and signed into law. You know, folks, what we don't understand, what we as a people seem to place it upon, is that we stick to one thing. And I'm not being critical, but I'm being factual. Think about it. We all have, to some extent, tunnel vision. We all believe in the one idea that that's it. What we need to do is think about the broader picture. What we need to do is put blame where it belongs. Was Obamacare a good plan? Not really. Do we blame Barack Obama for it? It'd be too easy. Or do we blame a Congress that voted it in despite the fact that you, the people, said, I don't like? That's where we should lay the blame, don't you think? A Congress that voted it in. Yes, the president wanted it. But yet the people of this country said no. And what happens? We had problems with it. We have problems with it. Now, President Trump, he started the ball moving on repealing it. Well, guess what, President Trump? That had to be the most ridiculous sight in the whole world to see you standing in front of Republican congressmen going, look what we did. Okay, you changed, got the ball rolling on changing the law. But when it comes to saying, look what we did, I'm sorry, I did have to disagree. To say, look what we did, doesn't make a damn bit of sense. I'm sorry, Mr. President. God, and that's hard to imagine. And you want to add to it, your little trip to Middle East and Europe, going to the G27 meetings, shopping in Brussels to go see NATO, visit NATO, and pushing a prime minister aside just so you could get up front. Good grief. Why couldn't you just stand next to him? Even if you had to stand a pace back or a step back, just stand next to him. That does not make a leader. That does not make a president. What it makes is, well, you let the world determine that. I'm not going to voice my opinion, even though I have the right to. So this is me exercising my right. Let the people out there decide what they think of you. Let them go to the polls and tell you what they think of you. That's all I'm saying, Mr. President. So enough about politics, as usual. Hey, we got 7 minutes. So I just want to make this quick editorial. And about 10 years ago, or just over 10 years, actually, I'd gone through a divorce and custody battle. Feeling I felt out of, as I walked out of family court in Fairfax, Virginia, was like that of a dog with his tail between his legs. I was angry and I was hurting in the worst way. I looked for a direction. I found an idea in advocating for change in family court. First Family Texas is now who I can associate with. I did help with the development of a short-lived organization called ACSC Texas. I've given testimony before a legislative committee in Austin on an equal parental rights legislation. It passed the first set of hearings. Matter of fact, I would like to believe that what Governor Abbott signed into law was a result. But I'm not going to take claim for it, because a lot of factors played in that were in play. But I think I kind of helped. What I've learned through this experience is that if we are we as parents are responsible to bring the child in the world, we as parents should be equally responsible for the upbringing of that child, even when there a divorce occurs. This is not a battle between ex-husband and ex-wife. This is what's in the best interest of the child. That's all it is, in the best interest of the child. We need to remember that. We need to correct that to where it is truly in the best interest of the child. See, when these laws were first written, We're talking the Truman and Eisenhower administrations. 2.5, you know, the nuclear family, husband, wife, 2.5 children. Mrs. Clinton talked of, it took a village for his family. Well, define that village. Let's define that village first. Could it not include the could it not be the family? Could it not be the family and the fact that up until recently the trend has been dad has been, when a divorce occurs, dad's been left out, is now persona non grata. As in, you're no longer part of this. Except to pay your child support. There's an equality issue here, folks. And that's what we should truly believe in. And that's what the family court system should believe in. Because then we can honestly say what's in the best interest of the child. Okay, folks, on that note alone, see how much longer we've got. Oh, we have 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Well, I'm going to say it now. I'd like to send a shout out. And if you all got an opinion, we've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds. So the number is 563-999-3053. And if you're interested, call. I really would like to hear someone other than my own voice. But the point is, we need to do things. We need to go forward. And we need to make a new difference. So, if you'd like to help, I have a GoFundMe account. I'm trying to set it up to where I can raise some money. And that's gf.me/u/F4QBI. GoFundMe. GoFund.me. F as in Frank, 4. Q as in Quincy. B as in Bob. And I as in Ignatius. That is my GoFundMe account. That's where you can make your contributions. I just ask for $1, $5, $10, it doesn't matter. Please contribute. Our goal is 1,000. I'd like to be able to get a primetime slot here and actually keep voicing my opinion. And hopefully you will voice your opinion. So let's please contribute. That's all I'm going to ask you. Please contribute. And to a special person out there, I just would like to her, for her to know, Shortcake, I love that voice. Shortcake, I do love you. I've been thinking about you every day. I always will. If you need me, all you have to do is call, especially this show. So I'm just going to say, I love you, kiddo. I will always love you. I hope to see you soon. Ah, that voice turns me on. So, no, all joking aside, folks, please listen. Look on Facebook, and we will. I will put times for my the next two shows, and we'll work from there. So. Contribute to GoFundMe. Listen to the show. Please call. Believe me, my voice is as boring as anything. And I am, when I'm bored, that tells you something. But remember, making a difference, America. Same bad time, same bad channel. So I will let you go. Hope you have a great Memorial weekend. And to those out there that have served, I say thank you very much. Thank you. Okay.